This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. You know, finding new leads is one thing, but actually turning them into customers consistently, that's a whole different ballgame for so many businesses. And trying to do it all manually, well, just eats up so much time and energy. Feels like you're always trying to keep up, right? So today, our mission is really to explore a way around that. We're diving into how you can automate your lead generation process. We've got this great source material that promises to lay out how automation can help attract people, nurture those relationships, and get them to buy, all while, you know, saving time and boosting ROI.
Yeah, and I think what's really useful here is that we're not just talking about it. This deep dive aims to give you a clear sort of step-by-step roadmap. Think of it like a shortcut, really, a way to get up to speed on this pretty crucial strategy with insights you can actually use.
Okay, so let's just jump right in then. Why should anyone, any business leader, really bother automating something as fundamental as getting new leads? What's the big deal?
Well, the thing is, the pain points of doing it manually are they're significant, even if they aren't always obvious at first. Just think about trying to track every single interaction, writing follow-up emails one by one, managing lists that just keep growing. It gets overwhelming fast. So automation steps in to handle that. And our source, it flags five key benefits. It's more than just saving time, though that's number one, obviously. It handles those repetitive tasks. Yeah. So you can focus on like strategic thinking, growth, the bigger picture stuff.
Right, the things a human needs to do.
Exactly. Second, it really sharpens your lead quality. Because it's data-driven, you can target much more precisely. You attract the right people, not just, you know, anyone. Third, you generally see conversion rates go up. Why? Because automated follow-ups keep leads engaged. It's personalized, timely contact that you just can't scale manually.
Makes sense. Consistent contact.
Well, yeah. Fourth, it helps optimize your marketing spend. You nurture leads properly, so you stop wasting money on ads for people who just aren't ready or aren't a good fit. And fifth, and this is a big one, it lets you scale. You can handle way more leads coming in without needing to just keep hiring more people or burning out your team.
Wow. Okay, so it's not just making things faster. It sounds much more strategic, like it touches every part of growth.
That's a great way to put it. It's comprehensive.
All right, so we get the why. Let's get practical. The how. Our source lays out, what, 8 key steps to actually make this automated lead gen happen? Where do we start?
Step one, according to the source, is the absolute foundation. Define your ideal customer profile, your ICP. And this isn't just like a vague idea. It means really digging into who your target audience is. Industry, company size, maybe job titles, their pain points, their online behavior.
How do you figure that out accurately?
Good question. You don't guess. The source really emphasizes using data you probably already have. So look at Google Analytics, your CRM data. Who are your best past customers? What did they have in common? Check out your social media insights too. Who's engaging? What patterns do you see? And don't forget customer surveys. Just ask them directly. Getting this part right at the start, nailing down that ICP, it sets you up for success. Skipping it means you're kind of flying blind with everything else.
Okay, makes sense. Know your target first. So once you know who you're after, how do you get them to, well, raise their hand and give you their contact info?
That brings us to step two. Create a high converting lead magnet. Basically, a really compelling reason for someone to share their details.
Like a freebie.
Exactly. But it has to offer real value. Our source lists some popular ones that work well. Things like detailed ebooks or guides are great for complex topics. Or maybe free tools and templates. People love things they can use immediately. Webinars and video training offer expertise, and of course, discounts or exclusive offers can be a strong pull.
So it depends on your audience and what they'd find valuable.
Precisely. The key is value exchange. They give you contact info, you give them something genuinely useful in return. And once you have that magnet, step three is building the way to deliver it. Automated lead capture forms and landing pages, these pages need to be super clear. Our source stresses benefit-driven headlines. Tell people immediately what they get.
Keep it simple, right?
Yeah, and keep the forms short. Only ask for what you absolutely need right then. Name, email, maybe one other thing. Don't overwhelm them. And a really strong, clear call to action. A button that says exactly what to do, like download your free guide now. No ambiguity.
Got it. So you've got their info. Now what? How do you keep the momentum going without, you know, manually emailing everyone?
Step four, use email marketing and drip campaigns. This is where the automation really kicks in for nurturing. You set up sequences of emails that go out automatically over time. The goal is to keep leads engaged, educate them, and gently guide them towards making a purchase or taking the next step.
What kind of emails are we talking about?
Well, first off, a welcome email. As soon as they sign up, thank them, maybe introduce your business briefly, then follow-up emails. These could share useful content, blog posts, tips, maybe case studies, often based on what they showed interest in initially, and eventually personalized offers. Based on their engagement, maybe they get a special offer or an invitation to a demo. It feels relevant, not random.
So it's like having a conversation over time, but automated.
Exactly. Building trust and keeping your brand top of mind. Then step five takes it a step further. Leverage chatbots and AI assistants.
Ah, the bots.
Yeah, but they can be incredibly helpful. Think about putting one on your website. It can answer frequently asked questions instantly, 24/7. That saves your team a ton of time. They can also do some basic lead qualification, asking a few questions to see if someone's a good fit before passing them to sales.
Oh, they filter things a bit.
Right. And they can even schedule calls or demos directly into your team's calendar or route chats to the right person. It makes the whole process smoother and faster for the prospect.
Okay, so we're capturing leads, nurturing them with email, engaging with chatbots. What about reaching people who aren't on our site yet? Wider outreach.
Good point. That leads us to step six. Automate social media and paid ads. You can use automation tools here in several ways. For instance, retargeting. Someone visits your website, leaves, and then sees your ad on Facebook or Google. Keeps you visible.
Reminds them you exist.
Precisely. You can also use lookalike audiences in your ads. Platforms like Facebook or Google can find people similar to your existing best customers. It's a very efficient way to find new leads. And of course, automating your social media posting using tools like Hootsuite or Buffer lets you maintain a consistent presence without being glued to your screen posting updates manually all day.
Right, scheduling things out.
Yeah, frees up time for actual engagement and strategy. Now, step seven is really important for making all this efficient. Score and segment leads for personalization. The idea here is that, well, not every lead is ready to buy right now. Some are just browsing, some are serious.
So you need to tell the difference.
Exactly. Lead scoring helps you rank leads based on how engaged they are and how good a fit they seem. You look at things like, did they open your emails? Click links. Visit your pricing page. Download multiple resources. That shows engagement. You also factor in their demographics, job title, company size, industry. Do they fit your ideal customer profile? And buying signals like requesting a demo, that's a strong signal. Based on this score, you can segment your list.
And target them differently.
Precisely. High scoring leads might go straight to sales. Lower scoring leads might get more nurturing emails. It ensures you focus your efforts where they'll have the most impact.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Prioritization.
Mm-hmm. And finally, step eight. Which is crucial, but sometimes forgotten, track and optimize performance.
You can't just set it and forget it, huh?
Definitely not. It's a dynamic system. You need to constantly monitor what's working and what's not. Keep an eye on key metrics. What are your conversion rates at each stage? Are people opening your emails, clicking through? How are your ads performing? Cost per lead.
Where do you track all this?
Tools are essential here. Our source mentions things like Google Analytics for website behavior, and then your CRM or marketing automation platform like HubSpot or Salesforce will track email performance, lead scores, conversions, and ad ROI. You use this data to tweak things. Maybe change email subject lines, adjust ad targeting, update your landing page. It's a continuous improvement loop.
Okay, wow. That's a really comprehensive process.
Yeah.
From defining the customer all the way to optimizing based on results. So if someone listening wants to actually do this, what tools help make it happen? You mentioned a few.
Yeah, the source highlights some key players, the sort of building blocks for this kind of system. HubSpot comes up a lot. It's kind of an all-in-one CRM and marketing automation tool. Good if you want integration. ActiveCampaign is mentioned for being strong on advanced email marketing and segmentation, really digging into personalization.
Yeah.
Zapier is interesting. It's like digital duct tape. It connects different apps that don't normally talk to each other, letting you automate workflows between them. Super flexible. ManyChat is highlighted specifically for AI chatbots, particularly for websites and social media like Facebook Messenger. And then, of course, the ad platforms themselves, Google Ads and Meta Ads Manager. They have built-in automation features for targeting, bidding, and running lead gen-specific campaigns.
So it's about picking the right tools for each step, or maybe finding one that covers a lot of ground.
Right. It depends on your needs and budget, but these are definitely some of the heavy hitters in the space that enable this whole process.
This deep dive really makes it clear, doesn't it? Automating lead generation, it's so much more than just a time saver. It really is about building this seamless, scalable engine that attracts the right people and guides them through almost effortlessly.
That's the core idea. Leveraging the right tools, setting up smart workflows, and then always, always optimizing. It lets you focus your human energy on the things that truly require it. Things like innovation, building deeper relationships, you know, actually growing the business strategically.
Yeah, it frees you up. Which leads to maybe a final thought for everyone listening. If automation takes care of all these repetitive, predictable tasks, what new doors does that open for you? What creative possibilities emerge for how you connect with customers and innovate? Something to think about. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.